And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, and usually somewhat fascinating Friday. As we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, let us consider that there is a heaven and that there is an earth. So which of these are we connected to? Of course we need to say heaven, and this will prove true in our lives if we understand and relate to the following statement. We do not feel at home here on planet Earth. Okay. Next, Pastor Ray shares with us a devotional regarding being set free, but then slipping backwards. 3 steps forward, 2 steps back is still net 1 step. And God has a greater desire for freedom in our lives than we even do for ourselves. And finally, I try to often share about the power of the Holy Spirit. He is essential in our lives to walk like Jesus. And we need to obey God's commands. But why? Why do we really need to obey God's commands? What's the benefit of the Spirit leading us and helping us obey God's commands? Is it because of what the alternative is? No. It's because of what the benefit is.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey. How you doing? Good. We're asking you, what do you think? You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, awesome Jennifer will answer the phone, and it'll just be, there you go, right as rain. Boy, that was a good play, Jen. Now, she's a way seasoned pro. I mean, she's twice as long on radio than I am, which is not a nice thing for me to say on radio, but it's true. You've been in there like a lot longer than me. I've only been here 10 years, like kind of thing.
Yeah, I've pretty much doubled that.
That's amazing. So you are phenomenal. Let me just say that. You got it. All right, so if you got a call in, you want to do that. Now, what's the purpose of that? You can call in to share a praise report, a prayer request. You can talk about some of the things the Lord is doing in your life. You can also, get this, you can make a comment. Now, the idea behind the show is to be encouraging. And I'm not trying to discourage people who are like kind of freaking out about all the things that are going on in the world. I get that. But there's a lot of great shows on this station and all over the world that have a format for you to be able to utilize that. On this show, I want you to think whatever you're going to share or whatever you're going to say, let it just be a blessing. At this point, this is that opportunity to be a blessing by blessing people by what you say. In lieu of that, all that to get to this, right? In lieu of that, here is the first trivia question. Okay. Who said, Lord, increase our faith? Lord, increase our faith. Who said that? If you know, you can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483. So who said, Lord, increase our faith? For those that do like to check out the website, before I send you to the website, I'll tell you that we did put a picture up there of us at the zoo, or at least the kids and the grandkids. Don't forget to check out hemustincrease.org. Website, hemisincrease.org, hemisincrease.org. Email, David at hemisincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, check that out. So we do have a picture up there on the website. Plus, it is okie dokie artichokey look at the different stuff that's on the website. A lot of it is geared towards Julianne, but a lot of it has to do with my experience with my daughter and my grandson over this last year and a half. So I think there's a fair amount there, and I think it's very encouraging, and I'd say it's a blessing in many regards. And I will tell you this on an update for Easton. He was a champion yesterday. I was very proud of him and very proud of all six of my grandkids. All of my kids, so Joshua and Ashley and Jared and Julianne, are great kids. They're just excellent. And my grandkids, Addie Bug and Isaiah Anthony Easton Scott, and then my Carter Bear. I love Carter Bear. He's so he sees me, he's Grandpa! And then that's it, you know, and then it goes from there. And then Stella, who's coming into her own, she's got her own unique personality. And Cash, by the way, Cash is without a doubt the coolest, chillest. I mean, I have never seen a baby like, yeah, that's cool. yeah, that's cool. That's what Cash is the whole time. It's awesome. All right, anyway. All right, so we've got that opportunity, increase our faith. Got that. Now I got to do the teaching, okay? And then if we don't get somebody calling, then I'll give the answer at the end. Here is an interesting thought-provoking question. Are Christians, or as Christians, let me say that differently, as Christians, aren't we all now Levites? Now, I want to be careful here because I'm very, very particular about understanding in the Old Testament that one of the great sins of the kingdom, of the northern kingdom, was that they allowed anybody to be a priest. And you can all, if you've ever heard or seen movies where people buy their way in, that's so old, it's not even funny. That's as old as when the Dead Sea was still sick. It's been going on for years and years and years. Jeroboam did it right after Rehoboam, Solomon's son, said he wasn't going to be any nicer than Solomon, and then the kingdom split, and then Jeroboam was letting anybody become a priest. That's a very dangerous thing. But I'm asking a question theologically from a different point of view. Aren't Christians truly, in a great sense, like Levites? The most direct answer is yes, because, let me finish before I get all those emails, because in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says we are a royal priesthood. And the royal priesthood are the priests that deal at that highest level of what the things are between God and men. So, I mean, that in that sense, it's a yes without reservation. Now, if somebody's calling in, I think if they're going to answer the trivia, I'll just cut to it, and then I'll come back and share why we're Levites, though, not just because of that 1 Peter 2:9, but let's go ahead and see who this is. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, David. It's Samson.
Hi, brother. Shabbat Shalom. Great to hear your voice. How are you?
We're good.
Glad to hear that. Very glad to hear that. You got a terrific trivia question right in front of you. You wouldn't believe the responses I got from this on text.
Right,
so you ready
right
for this?
Right in front of me is my car steering wheel.
That's so good. That is so good. All right. Who said, Lord, increase our faith? Who said
They were the 12 original.
That is correct. Correct. The disciples said it. They said that specifically. Lord, increase our faith. Good job, my brother. They said, Lord, increase our faith. Luke 17:5 was the direct reference in that. So you could say it's the disciples. You could say it's the apostles. You could say it's the 12. Any of those would work just fine. Good job. How you feeling? How is the family doing?
I have a prayer request.
Fire away.
Yes. pray for my wife. She's just going through some tough
times.
In a tough time, a tough season in her life.
Okay.
And pray for me because I'm very black and white. Like, I wish I have more compassion, but somehow I'm asking Lord to help me instead of black and white, just be more compassionate.
Got it.
And I mean, she understands where I'm coming from, but maybe my approach is not very effective at this point in her life.
Gotcha.
So, I need more Jesus in me, the way he handles things, than Samson does.
let me pray for you, Samson, and then I'm going to pray for you and your wife real quickly. We're going to extend our exit, Jennifer, just a few minutes. We're going to just extend it, and I'll just let you know. But let me pray for you real quick. So you stay on the phone. Just stay with me real quick. Let's pray. Father, we come before you, and we lift up Samson to you. And this is the thing, Lord. You are a witness to what just happened. That this is somebody, one of your children, who's before you and saying, you know, I'm having a hard time a little bit because I want to support my wife and I see things differently and maybe I could be doing a better job on how I'm approaching this because I want to just, you know, hey, fix this. This is this. I know that, Lord. I know that feeling all too well. So I'm going to pray for two things, Lord. I'm going to pray for his wife that you would give her a great sense of peace and that your wisdom, your purpose, though maybe not yet revealed, is absolutely assured that you have a reason for the things which you allow and you will accomplish your tasks and that your peace, that would come to her because you're in charge and that she can just entrust, even if she doesn't understand it. She can trust you for that. And for Samson, it's hard to know how to support from time to time. And he's even saying, maybe I need to have a better insight as to how Jesus, my Lord, would actually handle this. Give him that. He's asking you for that. Give it to him. Pour in that heart of compassion that Jesus demonstrated when he touched the leper who should not have been touched. Broke the rules, didn't go black and white, but went beyond with great compassion. Let that be in their family and let them be filled with you and filled with grace, filled with mercy for each other, and filled with a sense of joy because you care for them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, my brother.
So I have one quick question. I don't know if you have a time or not.
Okay, fire away. We're going to extend it before we exit, so go ahead.
Okay. What is the Nazarene vows?
Oh, you missed that. See, I did that about 3 weeks ago. Ha ha. What I'm going to do is pull up where we did that. We did a whole teaching on that. There's a difference between Jesus being a Nazarite and a Nazarene, like the Nazarite vow and what a Nazarene is. So I did a whole teaching on that. I will pull that up. You call in next week and I'll send you right to it on the podcast.
All right. Thank you so very much.
You got it, my brother. God bless you.
Okay. Blessings and have a good, great, long weekend.
Thank you, my friend. You too.
Okay. God bless.
Bye. All right. So here's what we're going to do because I'm going to take a little extra time. I'm going to just mess up my timing. Yeah, why not? What do I care? Because I want to finish this Christians and Levites thing, okay? It's really cool that Samson asked that question, and most of you were listening to me when I talked about that. It's really kind of a fascinating understanding between Levite vow, which there's four different things to it, and then a Nazarene vow, and then a Nazarene, and that's somebody who's born in Nazareth. Jesus was a Nazarene, didn't take a Nazareth vow. Okay, those are two different things altogether. Didn't cut his hair, anything like that. Okay, but I want to finish this, and I don't want you to get confused because I want you to understand. As Christians, we have a royal priesthood. So what does that mean? That means that we have a priesthood that we engage with God in through Jesus Christ, our high priest. And in our priesthood, we stand in many ways between with Jesus, or let me say it, through Jesus, we stand between God and men for the sake and glory of Jesus Christ. And the reason that Christians really are Levites is this. Listen to what I'm going to say. Deuteronomy 10:8 says, at that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the ark of the Lord's covenant, to stand before the Lord and serve him, and to bless his name. Those were the three things the Levites were called to do. You're a Christian, a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. You are called to carry the covenant. You are called to serve God, and you are called to bless His name. In those three capacities, you will be fulfilling the position and the responsibility of a Levite. Now, are you a Levite by blood? By the blood of Jesus. But you have a responsibility. I have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to carry the covenant wherever we go, to serve God, stand before Him and serve Him, and to bless His wonderful name. So from that point of view, you are a Levite. I love stuff like that. Okay, we're going to take our break and then come back. We'll figure out the timing later. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away. That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Then he says this, don't be afraid. Why should you not be afraid? Because what fear does is immobilizes a person, stops them from moving forward, and it also eats away at faith. Fear has this way. It's kind of like if you think of faith as, chocolate ice cream that has peanut butter in it, okay? That's faith, okay? Fear is like somebody drilling a hole underneath and then taking a little spoon and then pulling some of that faith down, a little scoop by scoop by scoop by scoop. And you don't want your faith reduced because God requires faith to us to engage with Him in. That's His requirement. That's the vehicle by which He has chosen to engage with humanity. You don't think God could have said, it's me, you're going to believe, or I'm going to turn you into a fish. I mean, you don't think God could have done that? But He chose the vehicle of faith because that's what He wanted from those that would come to Him. A confidence, an assurance in the goodness of God. So Jesus, the first thing He says, ignore it. Don't be afraid of it. And then He does this one radically crazy, nutsy cuckoo line. Just believe. And we use that in movies and in books and in fairy tales and all that stuff. We're not talking about any of that stuff. This is believing, looking at a situation just like Abraham did, just like we talked yesterday, how Abraham looked at the circumstance, didn't deny he was old, didn't deny he was past childbearing, and said, I'm just going to believe God anyway. That attitude of just believe, it's taking a stand in the framework of your faith that says, I'm not moving. Here I am. Call me Bulldog. I'm right here. I'm not going nowhere. My faith is solid. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want you to know, anytime you guys call in, we will stop, we will change, we will alter the time to pray and to hear what's going on. That's important, and we need to be able to do that with one another. And let me say this, you can't be so busy, I can't be so busy, you can't be so busy, we can't be so busy that we won't alter the schedules, right? In order to get things done for the kingdom. We can't do that. That's just bad. So we just won't do that. All right, let's do the next trivia question. Very, very cool trivia question. Who said, "Though God slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain my own ways before him"? I added that little emphasis because when this person said that, you know that that's, when you read the story, you know that they were, "Though God slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain my own ways before him." Okay. If you think you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770. See how awesome Jennifer handled that phone? Fantastic. So don't have to be afraid. And then you can text in 214-210-8483. Who said, "Though God slay me, yet will I trust him"? We're going to forego our comedy routine for the sake of time so I can do my teaching, because, you know, somewhere into the show, I think it's about the teaching part of it as well. So I definitely want to do that. All right, here's what it says, John chapter 3, verse 12. So if you know that, by the way, our number 972-445-0770, which somebody's already calling in, so I guess I'm not going to get through that. We'll come back. We'll answer that question. Then I'll go into the teaching. You know, you just bounce around here or there. Here we go as we get ready for somebody to answer the trivia question. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, this is Ace, brother.
Hey, brother Ace, how are you?
I'm doing great. Just ain't getting that sunshine. That's all I can say.
my brother.
We're chilling out of the light and of the day. We're not chilling darkness in the night. I just crave light, especially sunlight. And the light of Jesus, for sure.
Well, let me just say this. Yesterday we were at the zoo, and I got a message for you. There was a lot of sunshine. It was pretty hot.
Yeah, it was.
All right, my good friend. All right, who said, "Though God slay me, yet will I trust him"?
Yeah, that's our dear, and I guess, first book of the Bible, Job.
That is
the answer on that.
Correct, Amundo! Joe Barino, which I still maintain Jesus will have the longest line in heaven, right? And you just have to think, to some degree, Job has the second or third longest line in heaven. Because people are going to go, "Wow, that was bizarre," right?
Yeah, and that integrity line, I tell people, real integrity is when you're out in the country and they know nobody inside, and there's four-way stop. Do you just crawl through it or run through it, or do you stop and do what the law says to do?
Yeah.
And I say, do what the law says to do. That's integrity.
Yep. Excellent job. Good job, my bro.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Okay. Great job, my brother Ace. Yay. Okay, here we go. John chapter 3, verse 12. Now, this is Jesus talking. The reason I'm bringing this up, there's a reason. If I told you earthly things and you did not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? I want you just to get for a moment, and you don't have a lot of time to do it, but we have enough time to understand it, that there is a vast difference between the earthly and the heavenly. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 says, "We are strangers and aliens in the world." We're not visiting from a foreign land, per se. We're actually visiting from a foreign planet, or better stated, a foreign dimension. In John chapter 3, verse 31, this is what it says. "He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all." When you listen to Jesus talk, and especially if you'll examine John chapter 17, and here Jesus is like, "He who comes from above is above, he who is of the earth is from the earth." This isn't rocket science, okay? My brother-in-law is a rocket scientist. I'm not kidding. He works for JPL. He helped create the Mars rover program that landed on Mars, right? Okay. Which sometimes we'll make jokes about that because it's really rather funny. You know, what keeps the Earth going? Is it the 23.5 degree rotation that's connected between the moon and the Earth and the sun? Or is it three gerbils in a big square or a circle that just keep running and running? Anyway, the bottom line to that is we are here now, strangers and aliens. And Jesus says, listen to what he says, "He who is of the Earth is from Earth." Doesn't that sound like Jesus is like going, I'm not from here? Well, exactly what he said. And he goes, I tell you of earthly things. You can't believe that. How am I ever going to tell you about heavenly things? It's almost as though when Jesus communicates to us, it's not as though he knows what is there. But if he told us, we would all go bonkers and we would lose it. We would lose our minds because it's so far beyond the scope. For us, we are finite beings, and God is an infinite being, and you can't squish infinite into finite and have it fully work the same way. And so we're strangers here, and we're aliens here. And this is my tagline that I'm giving you that tells you whether or not you feel like you're a stranger, right? Just answer this question. Just think about this question and answer this question. When you're spending time in prayer or spending time in the Word or even spending time at church and you're hearing the Word or you're worshiping or you're giving or you're serving or something, do you ever get the gnawing sense that you just don't belong? Oh my God, there's something else. Of course there's something else. It's the heavenly realm. It's the great realm. In fact, if you ever get that gnawing feeling, I don't feel like I belong. You're right. You don't. You're looking for the city whose builder and maker is God. You have a citizenship in heaven. This is a stopping point, not the final destination. It doesn't matter what the atheists say. It doesn't matter what the evolutionists say. Who cares? They don't got a heaven to put you in. But Jesus does. It was like, yeah, I just feel like. So my daughter asked me, she said, are you happy, Dad? And I answered her yesterday at the zoo, not in this life. She knew what I meant. Get it? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Here we go. Let me give you an update on Easton Scott. A lot of tough stuff that my daughter and my son-in-law have been going through. I did send an email out. I don't know if, Julie, if you got the email
or not.
I did send it out to everybody. So he was going through 20 and 30 seizures per episode, and they've got that down to a dramatically less amount. But the sad news is that from a medical point of view, Easton does not, it does not appear as, according to the doctors, that he will be able to speak or will be able to care for himself. Oh. And so what the result of that is that Julianne and Jared, my son-in-law and my daughter, have recognized that God has put them in a position to be the best parents, to love Easton Scott with all that they can and give him the best life that they can. But while that's going on, they're not going to stop believing that something can change. And the doctors even said, this is territory we don't even know.
Right, because this is a problem that not very many people have had. So
very few.
Everybody is different.
Yeah, and they have like 230 total cases in the world that they have records on, which is like, so they're like, we don't know.
Right.
And it's like, so I just want to read this one thing my daughter wrote. It's a fantastic. She wrote this, you know, it's not easy to sit there and write a Facebook post that tells all the things you've been going through. And so I'm not going to read everything, but I'm going to read the last paragraph because I thought that was really significant. She wrote, scientifically, Easton does not have much of a chance. His best case scenario is he may possibly be able to walk and say 3 to 5 words one day. But God can help him. He's not afraid of impossible odds. And if Easton is healed one day, there will be no question as to where it comes from. It will not be because of therapy. It will not be because of medication or diet. It will be because of God's undeniable healing power. So in the meantime, we choose to raise a hallelujah and trust in God. Ladies and gentlemen, that is faith. Now, the idea that it's going to be simple and everything's going to be great and they're trying to make pie in the sky, that doesn't exist at all. If you read this, and I think Wonder Julie can attest to it, she tells you this is ugly.
Right.
This is not a good situation. It's going to change our lives. He's never going to be able to be unattended. It doesn't look good. And, you know, as a parent, you're heartbroken. They have two other children. They don't want to have any loss in their communication with their kids, but they're going to have to give extra attention. They were going to have a fourth child. They're not sure they're going to do that now. So you got a lot of things in play. But what you can't deny is that I won't take credit, but I'll stand in there as a grandparent and as a parent and say, what a fantastic position of faith that my daughter has grown into. She has made the determination that she will do the best that she can as a human being to give this child the best life she can, and she will not quit hoping. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Boy, that's kind of appropriate that it's there since she's in town. That was kind of a nice play. And remember, I don't have anything to do with that. I mean, the person that can verify that is Jennifer, who's right here with us. I don't tell her what, you just put them in there, right?
I put that in.
Yeah. I mean,
yesterday.
Did you really? Good job. That was really good. All right, trivia question. Okay, now you guys should know this. I'm going to say it. I'm going to be nice about it, only because I'm feeling very nice. This is in the Old Testament. Who said, "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save and keep many people alive." Who said, "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring to pass, and it is to this day to save much or many people to keep them alive." Your only hint? Genesis. Not the band. Genesis. Okay, here we go. If you think you know the answer, I always forget to give you the phone numbers, right? I mean, that's one of the things that I got to do a better job of. To call in, you call 972-445-0770. Or to text in, you call 214-210-8483. Somebody's already calling in, so we know that. People are just racing. They want to know if they're beating one another in speed. Let's see. there's a personal contest going on with a couple of our very, very good friends. Anyway, somebody's calling in. We're going to see if they have the response. Looks like they are going to have the response. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, hi, David. This is Joyanne.
Hi, Joyanne. Are you and Cordelia together?
Well, almost.
Okay.
I just left the house to go for a walk, but she loved hearing about the zoo, so I went online and checked out your gorgeous photo of your family. And so we were tickled to examine the photo of your grandkids and your, you know, Julianne and Jared and your son and his wife. So thank you for posting that.
Absolutely.
Fantastic photo.
What a nice thing for you to say.
We love your family.
I appreciate that so much. And you guys are fantastic. You're such great support. Great people. I mean, makes it so easy to do what I do because of how the people are that respond. And you two are a big part of that. So
you have fed us so much encouragement, and we, you know, we can never say enough what that has meant to us this past year and a half.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
You're more than welcome. All right, now you got to answer the big trivia question. So I know you can do it because I already saw you can do it. All right, as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good. Who said that?
Well, that was Joseph.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am. Joseph said that.
Joseph.
You meant it one way. God meant it another. And oh, by the way, guys, my dream came true. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what?
What's that?
David, Pastor Dr. Jeffress is just starting a series called But God. It just started this Sunday. It's fantastic, all about the life of Joseph.
That's awesome.
So I'm hoping people will check it online or come visit First Baptist downtown.
Absolutely. Dr. Jeff's such a good teacher. I mean, he's great.
He is so cool.
He's great, great
like
teacher.
You.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. All right, and then when you hang up, I'll tell you a story that I don't know if I told you guys this or not before, but great job, ladies.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. All
thank
right.
you, David. Bye.
Bye-bye. What a joy. What a delight. What a pleasure. Okay, so I've mentioned this before. I'm just going to do it real quick. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, primarily because it's exceedingly embarrassing. not minutely embarrassing. This is like, you know how you do something, it's embarrassing, This is like, okay, this is way, way, way high. So I have had the privilege of interviewing Dr. Jeffress multiple times and introducing him to speaking events and so on and so forth. So I went to pick him up from the hotel, and I was taking him back to the venue from which he was teaching, and I turned right instead of left. And about 5 or 6 minutes in, he goes, "We getting close?" And I said, "Well, I certainly think we're getting close." And so then I checked the GPS, and it was like, "Make a U-turn." While he's in the car. I am the only person on the planet to get Dr. Jeffress lost on his way to his on his way to a speaking engagement. How's that for a title? I got a couple of those. He was just looking at me. He was so gracious, but I could tell he was like, you know, nice. You know what I'm saying? All right. We're going to skip. I'm going to push history back to the next thing, and then I'm going to skip the Hebrew word. So we're just moving stuff around left to right because I want to get to this teaching because this is from Ray. Yeah, so I'm the only guy that got Dr. Jeffress lost. needless to say, he had somebody else drive him back. Just want to say that real quickly. All right, this is from our good friend Pastor Ray in Break the Cycle. That's what it's called. This is I'm going to write about this amazingly. "I am the Lord your God who rescued you from slavery in Egypt. You have no God but me, for there is no other Savior. I took care of you in the wilderness and in the dry and thirsty land. But when you had eaten and were satisfied, then you became proud and forgot me." Hosea 13, 4 through 6 in the NLT, New Living Translation. He asks, "Is this the story of your life? The Lord rescued us from slavery and set us free. It breaks his heart to see us slip back into bondage to things that will harm our lives or hurt those we love. Prideful sin drags us into pain and suffering, and the enemy is only happy to help. But God sees your misery, hears your crying, and cares about your suffering. His desire is to free you. Whatever has enslaved you, drug addiction, cigarettes, pornography, food, alcohol, sexual sin, adultery, anxiety, depression, or a hardened heart, or anything else, Jesus came down from heaven to free you and I from the bondages that control our lives. God was with you in the wilderness when you felt alone, lost, and afraid. His complaint against the children of Israel was not their human frailties or weakness. He can deal with that. It's that they became proud and forgot. They forgot who rescued them, who loved them, who set them on the right path, because they forgot they fell into sin, and the cycle started all over again. The cycle is broken with one moment of surrender." I want to repeat that because that's the premise of this writing he did. "The cycle is broken with one moment of surrender. One moment of swallowed pride and an abandoning oneself to the love of God. He never turns away a repentant sinner. He never fails to welcome home a prodigal son, daughter, or nation. He puts people in our lives who love us and who can help us. All he asks is that we will remember." Now watch this as he makes this connection. "And Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.'" Luke chapter 22, verse 19 through 20. So the premise that Ray established his devotional on is that many of us have had the Lord touch our lives. And we have. I mean, the majority of you who are listening, by far, 96, 97%, you know the Lord. I mean, you've been in touch with God in some capacity. You have some form of a relationship. You have some form of a connection to either a church or a body of fellowship or some group, and you know the Lord. The premise to this is that we can know the Lord, get caught up because we're prideful or arrogant, and then get right back into a bad cycle and have to go through the process again. It's not that God doesn't know we're going to go through the cycle. That's absurdity. But what is important is for us to understand that the way the cycle gets broken every time is the same. And that comes from a genuine surrender to the Lord. Now, I'm well aware that some people just try and take total advantage, and that's not cool, where they try to live, you know, licentious lives and just treat the grace and the love of God horribly. And then there's the majority of us, I think, who do things that we shouldn't do, and then we repent, and we don't want God to get that sense that we're trying to take advantage, but we feel sometimes we're stuck, and it's the important part is to know that God knows that. But that still requires you and I to surrender. We still have to break the cycle. You still have to stop and yield. You have to do that thing that Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. You have to just yield it. No, I don't know how this. I don't know how I'm going to get through this, Lord. It's up to you. You got to help me. Not mine, but your will be done. That's the key to breaking that cycle, to that surrender. And you don't just surrender it by saying, I surrender it, and then you get up from that prayer, and then you start working on it. like, okay, now that I've surrendered it to God, I'm going to figure out how to answer it. And I said, a lot of Christians do that. They leave their concern at the cross, they turn around, and with their other hand, they pick it back up and put it in their back pocket. Don't do that. I've done that. You've done that. Let's not do that. Let's do the surrender and let it stay there at the altar before the cross. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Mail it to the station. Just attention, David Spoon. He Must Increase Ministry. I should have been saying that for like the last year. I forgot. That's that Steve Martin line when he says, well, you haven't paid taxes in 10 years. He said, this is a joke, dude. He go, well, I forgot. that's a good one. I should use that with my wife. You didn't take the garbage out. I forgot.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Sometimes
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Getting ready for our last segment here. Hope you guys have had a blessed time listening. Here is the trivia question. I'm going to tell you right now, the answer is going to be in the Old Testament. And I'm going to tell you right now, without trying to insult anybody, it's under the minor prophets. Okay, that's kind of a nice way for me to tell you what's going on. Who's the major prophets? I think most people know that comes off as Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Those are considered. So then everything, take a right-hand turn at Daniel all the way to Malachi, and that will be the minor prophets. Okay.
A right-hand turn.
All right, who said this? Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Whoa. It's kind of a Dick Dastardly or something, that guy? Just something like that. All right, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. If you know where that is, you can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483, and you can also email in david@hemustincrease.org. Where is that? That's a good one. We got to do history, and there's a reason I'm doing history, very specific, so we're going to play the history song, and then I'm going to tell you why.
Let's go live it in the past.
All right, the main reason I'm going to do last, but let me tell you up until then, today is Don't Fry Friday.
Just like, I don't even know.
Don't Fry Friday.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea. I don't even know. I guess it's like you don't fry on Friday.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like, can't help it. Oh, National Hamburger Day, which I just think everybody should give away free hamburgers who own hamburger places.
It's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea. Then you're right. And then National Wig Out Day. So if you wear a wig for fun or for real, you know, my sister-in-law worked for a wig company for a bit.
Oh, okay.
Very, very, a lot more lucrative than people think. A lot, lot of money in that. And then also National Heroes Day. So whoever your hero is, I have a mask that I wear that says Jesus is my hero. It's kind of like one of my things. And actually, it says Jesus is my superhero. And I used to have a shirt that says Jesus is my hero. It's really excellent shirt. Really like that. And then here's the big reason that I wanted to do history today. And this is in honor of my mom, who's passed on for many years now. But she had one thing that she had in her arsenal that was just by far, besides matzo brei, which was fantastic, which is eggs, sugar, and matzo, by far just the greatest of all things. And that is, today is National Brisket Day.
Yum.
And she made the best, even still today, in my entire life, the best brisket ever. I mean, it's just fabulous. Just nobody has ever made it that good. I'm just going to say that real quickly. All right, then the last couple of things to tell you. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. No, that's it. I don't care about the rest of those things. Yeah. Okay. I want everybody to make sure that they have a great weekend up and coming. So make sure to stay safe no matter what you do. You know, remember that you are first and foremost a child of the Most High God. That doesn't mean that you can't enjoy yourself. Just be careful. We got somebody ready to answer the trivia question. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Dan.
Hey, brother. How are you? Great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
All right.
Good to hear you.
All right. This is a big one, you know, because you know what I got? I only have one or two people that texted in the answer, because this is much tougher, I think, than people thought. So I'm going to go on a limb, and I just am very confident you're going to know this. Where is it that says, and who said, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Where is that located?
Zechariah 4:6.
That is exactly correct. You are a champion, my friend. Zechariah 4:6. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Excellent job. Excellent. Very good, sir. Brother. I hope you have a fantastic Memorial weekend, okay?
Oh, you too. Don't eat too much barbecue.
Okay. All right, God bless.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, it's true. I'll probably have way too much barbecue. I'm just saying it now. It's probably true. He's probably right. Isn't that terrible? They know me enough to say that. That's sad. Okay, here we go. I'm going to share something with you. You're going to just bear with me. Have a little confidence. Have a little, you know, faith there. Deuteronomy 10:13 says, keep the Lord's commands and statutes I am giving you today for your own good. Okay, now stop. Okay? So I want you to understand something about the Word of God. God is not up there going, you know, I've created the human race and I really like people, but I don't want anybody to have fun. I think my idea is that we have this notion as even as Christians that God is like an anti-fun or something like that. It's just kind of a weird thing. The way that the Lord has done this is he has given us his commandments so that we can be helped. And we can only fulfill these commandments, as we know, by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can't do this stuff on your own. You need the help of God, which is why the Holy Spirit lives inside you. That's how you fulfill the commands. Even just to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbors, love yourself, is tremendously impossible for most of us. We need God's help to do the very things God desires us to do. But what we miss a lot is that why God would put the word in there for us to be aware of, or for us to watch these parameters, or watch these, maybe you would think of them as electric fences, which create a lot of problems. I've mentioned this before, and we'll do so again without using names. I had a counseling session with a man who committed adultery. And he sat there, and we were at a table, public place, but kind of to the side, and he's weeping. I mean, weeping. Like, it was bad. And it was not salvageable. Okay? You can't do anything about it. It was over. And he looked at me, and he said, I know why God put that law in there. And I said, why? And he said, because of how much pain we bring upon ourselves when we don't listen. And it dawned on me when he said that, probably more so than most people realize, you know, this isn't about God trying to rob everybody from fun. This is about God trying to rob us from robbing ourselves. And it's more like the commands aren't there to be stingy, but they're there to be like protective. So you go a little further from Deuteronomy 10:13 and you read Deuteronomy 11:8. It says, keep every command I've given you today so that you may have strength to cross and to possess the land you are to inherit. We are supposed to keep the laws, keep the commands, and keep the covenant so that we can have strength. And one of the things that I've noticed in practical Christian journeying for, you know, 40 plus years is that when I am more diligent or faithful, and I'm not just talking about reading my Bible and praying, I'm talking about just being more observant of my internal, more observant of my external, more aware of my words. When I am that way, I have a greater sense of confidence in the Lord, not because I'm righteous, but because he's empowering me to do those things. And that process gives me a confidence in prayer and a confidence of petition. It doesn't mean that when I fail, and I do every single day, it doesn't mean when I fail, I don't come right before, this is what I do. Come before the Lord. I confess it as soon as I become aware of it, or as soon as I know it, and then I ask him to forgive me and wash me and, you know, bring me back to that place. But when there's victories in these trials, it's that sense of yes. Yes, I'm doing this with the Lord, walking hand in hand. And it's the Holy Spirit inside of us. And this, I'm going to say something, it's not controversial, but you need to understand, and I need to understand, it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. When Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that word name, that Hebrew word name, is singular. It's one. It's like so amazing. It's like God's just like testimony after testimony after testimony. And so it's in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That word name is singular. And what's important about that is the Holy Spirit is God. And the Holy Spirit lives where? Inside of you. Which means that you have more than enough power to do the things that you need to do, since the Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives inside you. So you can overcome that sin. Judicially, that was made possible through Christ, and practically, that's made possible through the Holy Spirit, and to obey the commands that are given to us. And the purpose of these commands are to help us and to protect us. And God says in Deuteronomy 11:8, keep the commands I've given you so you can have strength. It's like you get the connection that God is saying, follow what I'm saying and you're going to get through. It's going to be a lot better. Don't do what I say and there's going to be a lot more pain. Which gets you right to where Jesus said, you know, you can hear everything I'm saying. That's fantastic, but not helpful. You got to be a doer. Because the person who built their house on the rock and on the rocks was the person who was doing the word and not just hearing the word and processing the word. We got to do it, right? And when we do it, there is a sense of strength and a sense of communion and union between the Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, and us. It's like, ooh, ooh. All right, let me pray for everybody real quick, and then we're going to exit out. And I want everybody to be safe and do well this whole weekend. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. It's been a wonderful week. You've given us so many great gifts. We deserve nothing. We deserve nothing, but we thank you for everything. And sometimes, Lord, the trials are harder than we like. But we fix our eyes on you and look to you for our hope and our answer. You are our peace. And I just pray for myself and everybody who can hear me that we would be sensitive, aware, and in touch and walk hand in hand with you, all to the glory of you, Father, through the Son and by the power of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a little bit of a break, then we'll come back and talk at you later. God bless you.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.